Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show with your boys, the LC and the bread man. That's right, the bread man holding it down. Give us a shout here in the studio. You can reach us at area code 347-843-4738. Up close and personal, Urban Talk Radio. Well, we thank you for joining us for another edition of the show. It is a pleasure and an honor to do this show on a regular basis to give you, the listener, great radio. So we appreciate your support. It's been a great journey, continues to get better and better, and we look forward for some really great guests coming on the show here in the next month, 2 months, 3 months, as we go into 2015. So again, hit us up 347-843-4738. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what you'd like to hear about. What is the word there, Brett?
Rainy, man. That's the magic word of the day. The ducks are having fun out there, man.
Yes, it is. Those listeners up out there here in the NYC, we are getting blasted by rain. It's supposed to be all weekend here, so I guess we can't complain too much, Brad. The weekends have really been at least sunny. They really haven't been rainy, so can't really complain about that, I guess.
No, not really.
Sooner or later, you're gonna get a washout.
Yeah.
So what's good? Where's the bread man these days? Is he in New York for once, or is he out in California, or down in Texas, Florida?
I'm holding out. I'm trying to get over to the party tonight. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I can make it because the moat is not down yet. The moat is stuck.
The bread man never disappoints. Somewhere in this United States, he is out and about, so I give it to him. He's holding the torch down. I'm not as mobile as I used to be, but you know, when I can, I'd love to be out and hitting the South, the West Coast, just throughout the United States. So I'll let y'all know when I'm coming through, but right now I am mobile. Trying to be out there doing my thing. So, hey, Brett, man, we got a couple calls here. I guess you're just shooting this call in. So,
why don't
we take a couple quick phone calls?
Sounds good, man.
You're live and direct on the show, the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have?
Hi, this is Reverend Kenise Brown from East Islip, New York. Hey, Brett.
What's up, girl? How you doing? First time caller. I love it.
Hey, Rev, how are you? Hello, Rev?
Still there?
Did we lose the Reverend? Did we say something? Okay, well, I think we lost the Reverend online, too. We got a couple other calls there, Brad. Why don't we take a call on line 5? You are on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who's on the line? Hello? You're on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have on the line? All right, Brad, we're losing it. I don't know if we're having any technical difficulties here. We've lost the last couple. Actually, we just lost all the other calls. So my guess is we're having some technical. Yeah, we got some phone issues going on. So we apologize. But if you can, give us a shout right back into the show. It is live. So, give us a call. And when you hear us, make sure that you answer the line, because this is live radio. Brad, I tell you, man, crazy week. It seems like every week to kind of jump into, we spoke a little bit about Bill Cosby and some of the things that he's running into right now. And it seems like another young lady has come forward to add to the mix. I think it's up to 15 now. So Bill's got his hands full. Also, I believe the district attorney is looking into allegation of a 15. Well, at that time, I guess this is going back, in the 70s. One of the accusers are saying that she was 15 years old.
Wow.
So I don't understand how, unless she's, I don't even know how you can get proof going back that far. So, I mean, Bill has come out through his attorney in court records and is asking all of those accusers to come up with, give him some proof, because he's denying it. So I give Bill a lot of credit. He's really, he's saying, you know what, I'm not going to entertain these in public. I'll work through my attorney. We'll deal with this in court. So that's what's going down with Bill. I wish, everybody's innocent to proven guilty. I know recently his star on the Hall of Fame out there in Cali, which I know the bread's been out and about there. They somebody recently, did some spray paint and put some wild allegation names on there, which I won't get into. So give this man an opportunity to defend himself before we start accusing him of being something that he may not be. And again, I go back to the Michael Jackson situation, where Michael was never touched any of those kids. Came out later, but he never touched any of those kids. It was very unfortunate. Yeah. Just kind of settled it because he was tired of hearing all the negative press about it. So,
but that's the greed factor, and on that end, people are monetaristic on certain things, and the devil is always working overtime.
You're right.
And I've seen a case years ago when I first got out of the military. I started working for the transit division. And it was one bus company, I don't know if you know, out of Babylon, called Ince County. Now, I didn't know that they was dealing with school buses, too, other than charters and transit. Trying to find out that when they was doing school buses, before I even got out of the military, a school bus driver was allegated as, messing with a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first, when I first came home, the story came out after the 10 years that she recanted her story. She was 16, now she's 26, 10 years later, that she made it up. Like, I'm like, are you serious? You know what I'm saying? And that's just one case, That's just one case where, just like you said about Michael Jackson, he never touched the kids. In this case, the same thing. But this guy went to jail for 10 years. The bus company lost their privileges to transport kids, which is a big deal. It's sad, So it happens all the time. I mean, there was no monetary value on her part, but she was young and something happened to where she made this guy go to jail, and the bus company lost millions of dollars and couldn't deal with kids anymore,
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. Now, again, if if that person did it, hey, I'm all with you.
Yeah. Yeah, we got cases where people have been caught and this and that and the other. But there's another side also, especially when you make a lot of money, you're in the public eyes, and people are opportunists. They're gonna go for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when people who are not guilty of anything, just because they're wealthy and rich and famous, and they get taken down by corporate America, like Bill Cosby losing all his endorsements and all his residual on the TV shows, and getting his Walk of Fame taken off. Come on, give me a break. That's where they overreacting. What, they're going to put everything back if they find out these people are not telling the truth? You know, you can't.
I agree.
You can't redo the mistakes that you do as reacting to something like that. We have a court system. Let it play out before you react on trying to take this man down. If he did it, there's a court system. Charge him or whatever. But don't just use allegations toward him and try to take him down financially, because that's all that's going to happen. You're not going to lock him up.
Yeah.
You're going to take him down financially and ruin his reputation, and it's crazy on that aspect. But if you have proof or you have this or that, then charge him. Charge him or whatever, and go through the court system like it's supposed to be. Don't be taking him down in public opinion, because that's what's happening. The public is believing in it. Corporate America is believing in it, and they kind of take them down monetarily.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it seems like everybody's just joining the bandwagon.
Yeah,
and taking them off different boards and stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, I would just say give this man an opportunity to defend himself. Seems like he is, but he's not doing it in the public eye, which sometimes is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Go through the legal system and address it that way. So, you know, I wish Bill the best, and I'm sure he'll, you know, one way or another, this will work its way out. But it's a tough situation. It's been such a long time ago. Not to say if he did it, it's not right, and I feel for those women. But, you know, same thing if they didn't do it. You know, I feel for Bill. And as well, it's been a long time. You would thought that this would have been brought up. Now, I know there's been allegations out there over the years, mm-hmm. but no one's really mm-hmm. brought anything out within the statutes mm-hmm. of limitations. You would think at that time when Bill, you know, there was a lot of racial tension at that time.
Yeah.
That somebody would try to hang, you know, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
At least when these allegations supposedly, when these things happen.
Yeah, and like we touched on last week, that one comedian had did a joke on it, and it just boiled up in like a flame. You know, he put the fuel on a little smoldering fire. That it was smoldering for years, and nobody said anything. But this guy did a joke, and it went viral. And then it's like, oh, we got to come after Bill again. You know what I'm saying? There's nobody else to come after right now. And that's how the world is sometimes.
Yes, it
is. We've seen it many a time.
Oh, yeah.
Of how people just react. They, like the lead horse is running, and all the other horses are going to follow right behind it. They all jumping into the barn, and it's burning.
The world can be very cruel.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brett, looks like we got some callers here. Why don't we take a phone all call?
Right.
Set up
all
line
right.
one.
Thanks. Yeah.
Let's see if we can get a call today.
Yeah, let's see. We can get
Jeez.
A call.
You're on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have on the phone?
This is Renee. I'm calling out of I'm calling out of Connecticut.
Hello,
hey,
Renee. How are you?
Renee?
What's up, Fred? How are you?
I'm doing good, girl. What's the deal? Why do you leave Long Island?
Congratulations on everything you're doing.
All right. Thank you, girl. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And you know, in this country, if you're black or Hispanic, you're guilty until proven innocent on that note.
Well, we already know that.
So it's great to hear you on the radio. You sound fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I haven't seen you since that barbecue back in Freeport.
I gotta get up to the island soon. I definitely will come up and see you. Doing big things, comrade.
Yeah, we're doing good.
That's fantastic. You gotta come and check us out at the jazz club.
Oh, no problem. I love me some jazz. I'm in the city. You got to wake me up.
what
well, it's great club? To talk to you, and you have any questions?
Yeah, what jazz club are you talking about? It's LC.
We have one in Waterbury, Connecticut, that we're opening up in about a week. I'm working on the opening right now. So I would love for you to come down. I'll give you all the information. I'll inbox
you. Sounds good. Look, I'm going to drag my man LC with me because he don't go out much. We're going to have to drag him.
Oh, yes. Bring him out. Bring him out. You know how we do. We do big things. You know how
I do. He's up there in the boonies, though, Brett. I mean,
no, Waterbury.
That's okay. That's okay. You got to give some love.
We know about Waterbury. We know about Waterbury. Crazy Ray up there.
Okay. Big shout out to
my man Crazy Ray. Yeah,
that's
I'd also love
huh?
to have you guys over at the radio station and give a shout out to the radio station also when you guys come up.
That's all good.
LC, I'll have it all
LC.
Set up for you, okay? All
right, LC, let's do it. You hear
I'll
it?
Talk to you soon, okay?
I appreciate the call.
God bless.
All right.
DLC, we got love in Connecticut, man. We got to go up there, man.
I see that.
We're going to have to get you a babysitter,
right? Yeah, we definitely got to make a road trip. Jazz spot. You know, let's give the jazz club a little time to, you know, get situated, and then we'll take the road trip up.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. Best of luck to that young lady on the new endeavor.
That's it.
It's like a jazz spot. And she's up in the CT.
Yeah, man.
So definitely stay in contact with her, Brad, and let us know.
Yeah, that's a longtime friend of mine. Good to go. Yep.
That's
awesome.
Beautiful. That's what's good. Excuse me, Brad. And Nicole was talking a little bit about your chance to get into it, but unfortunately, it's like we had another Ferguson acquittal here, and it wasn't an acquittal. It was just there was no indictment.
Yeah.
Here in the New York City area. As everyone knows now, is a New York City police officer was seen on all over. Excuse me, Brett. A little tickle in the throat. Seen all over the world. How he, took down Eric Gardner, who unfortunately, couldn't breathe, and in the beginning. You see Eric, he's there, and he's like, "Yo, why don't y'all leave me alone, man? I'm not doing nothing. I'm not going back to jail." And basically, what he was trying to say is like, "Yo, you guys leave me alone." And for those that don't know the story, which you should, I think he was selling Lucy cigarettes, which, I mean, come on, man. I mean, Lucy cigarettes.
It's a death ticket. You give him a ticket, and he comes to court, and it's been done many a times before. But see, they don't want to talk about that.
Not even worth. I mean, I could see if the guy was selling drugs, but I mean, the guy's selling Lucy's, and we got 5-6 officers on him. I mean, come on. In New York City, we got bigger fish to fry than to arrest the guy for selling Lucy's. To be honest, I didn't even know they're still arresting people for selling Lucy's.
They don't, but it's just that they're over anxious. Policy, because even the police commissioner said he don't care what kind of crime, if it's a violent crime or to a small street hustler, we're still going to enforce the law. I'm like, what? See, that's
and
the overpowering
make,
of it. See, it's coming from the top. It's coming from the top. That's where it's coming from. It's coming from the commissioner on down. And you know what I'm saying? And it's the overflow of Bloomberg, too, because that was Bloomberg's policy. So the new mayor, has to stop that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I mean, I still don't understand that. I understand that most police officers are doing the right thing. So when you're out there, much respect to the police officers because they have a very difficult job and every day they put their life on the line. Even if they're not at work, they're still on call.
Yeah.
Even if they're not at work, they're still on call because if the crime is being committed, it's not like you could be like, you know what, I'm not going to do anything today, I'm off. That's not, when you take that obligation, you're up to hold the law at all times.
But you know what the deal is? People, even like the ex-mayor and all these other statisticians, they believe in statistics, okay? The statistics are that the hardened criminals that they do catch are not being shot in cold blood. You know what I'm saying? They've been apprehended, prosecuted, and taken to court. That's, we know that's their job. But these innocent people, that's why people in the uprage, these innocent people who aren't doing anything to harm the police or harm themselves or the public, that's the main thing. They're not doing anything to upset that. And they are getting killed. And that's the problem. You know, we know their job is hard. We know, you know, they're supposed to apprehend the bad guy, due process and all that. But these innocent people, that's why people are laying in the streets and protesting. Because the people who are, aren't doing anything are getting killed. And it has to be stopped. You know, and,
yeah,
I,
it's
and
crazy.
I believe in that too. You know?
Yeah, it's
that's
crazy
why they're
right
protesting.
Now. Yeah, it's crazy right now. It's, you know, we're supposed to be in the holiday season, but unfortunately it doesn't, it's kind of got a sour taste to it because of just some of the things that, and I didn't get a chance to see, I think they released some of, on I don't know how much information of the grand jury, but I thought there was enough there for them to indict the police officer.
It's always
you know, but they didn't, but it doesn't mean that the police officer is off off the hook. I believe the feds are investigating, and civilly I think they pretty much have an ironclad case, because it's a totally different animal when it comes to civil. So it doesn't bring back that brother, you know, Eric Garner, for his kids or his wife. And, I can understand the frustration seeing her on TV after the verdict. And she was telling, you know, everyone to be peaceful. But got to be very frustrating to not get justice, at least for that officer to face the jury and let all the facts be put on the table. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. It's kind of like Ferguson again. So it was very disappointing. And again, like Ferguson, the demonstrators have been very diverse. Not one type of, you know, not just black, white, all types of individuals from all races demonstrating. So this hits home for a lot of people. So I think a lot of people are like, listen, this could have happened to my son or husband. So when you call, you know, the police, when they cross the line, you know, I believe you should be held accountable.
Yeah.
Cross that line. So
that's true. Okay.
You know, can't see that when you know all over social media, I can't breathe. That statement's big. You know, that man said it, I believe it was 11 times. I think it was 11 times. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't. He said it so many times. He listened to that tape.
It was considered a homicide. He murdered him.
Yep. It's considered on coroner's office investigated and said that contributed to that man's death. Now, he wasn't in great health. You know, we'll just put that there as well. You know,
if he had the choke him, it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to die on his own.
Exactly. So,
a healthy person would have passed, you know, probably died choking.
Yeah, well, or at least, would have had some medical issues after that because of just, you know, it's a big man. But there's got to be another way that we can detain an individual and him not being able to see life after that. I mean, the crime just doesn't fit the punishment, which was death. It just doesn't fit the punishment. So, again, hopefully as a nation, we're kind of learning from this and we're putting in across the, you know, all the law enforcement agencies across the country the necessary policies for putting necessary policies in place so that this doesn't happen to other innocent individuals. Just a shame. But yeah, Brad, it's you know, we look like we move forward, and then something happens, and it looks like we take some steps back. So it's you know, 2014. You know, we're just hoping that things in 2015 will be brighter than this year.
Most definitely.
You know, but so we'll see what happens. We're gonna take a. We had some calls, and I think we're having some more issues with the phone. But we're gonna take a brief pause for the cause, and we'll be right back.
Yo, this is Fred, the Hammer, Winston. Check out the LC and Jack Show. If you got nothing else to do during the day or at night, make your life a lot more exciting, check it out, LC and Jack Show. All right? All right.
This is Jim Brown. I'm on the LC and Jack Show.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Keith Murray. I'm chilling with my boy LC and Jack on the LC and Jack Radio Show, Death Squad LOD. Check out my new single, Laws of Polarity. Peace.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Champagne King. I'm here at the LC and Jack Radio Show.
Yes, you are, Miss King. We love
yes, Miss King.
We had
love
you on
calm
as well.
Down.
We're sorry we missed you and you're in New York here. We'll see if we can track you back down and get you back on the show. But wherever you're at, God bless you. And I know you're holding it down and doing your thing out there. Your music is, well, I hear her music every week. They're still playing her music. So I love it, man. So playing her, she's still doing it. That's what's good. But let's jump into some birthdays there, Brad, and some shout-outs and kind of see what else we can get into before we end this show. I want to give a birthday shout there, Brad, to Janelle Monae, I believe. It's a pronunciation of a name, if I didn't mess it up. But she's on the rise, coming star. I love her. The way she dresses. She's Miss Maybelline now. She's doing her thing.
Yeah,
happy birthday to her. She is 29 years old. So happy birthday to Janelle. To football superstar quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Happy birthday to him. He's 31 this week. To Britney Spears, she is 33. To someone I haven't heard in a while, Brad, maybe we need to reach out to. She kind of blaze the trail for women in hip hop. Miss Trina is 36 years old. To the man that's still blazing it. I mean, it's 20-plus years now in hip-hop form. He's just, I think the guy's found the fountain of youth. Jay-Z, 45 this week. To the lovely and beautiful Miss Tyra Banks, 41. And also there, Brad, another hopefully future guest. I tell you, he's still doing it, too. I didn't even realize how old he was until I saw all the listings, and he was on there for birthdays this week. Little Richard, he's 82 this week.
Oh, okay.
He's still doing it.
Bang. Hey, gotta get him on the show, man.
Yeah, we gotta get. Yeah, that's.
Well, we can hear him say, "Shut your mouth."
That's that. That is somebody I think we need to get on the show. That's right up our alley.
Yeah, real colorful guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So we gotta get definitely try to reach out to him. I know we got some other guests. I know the Bread Man's been out and about, and we're lining up some superstars that are gonna be on the show here you know, next month or two. Just a matter of time before we line them up and get them on. So stay with us. We have these great guests lining up, but sometimes you have to do a reshuffle, and the dates kind of get crazy. So especially around the holidays, so they may push to next year, which is fine. So just make sure you check in with us every week. And you know, if you missed the interview, you could always check it out on the podcast, which is up 24/7, 365. So that's what I got for birthdays, Brad. What do you got?
I got some birthday shout-outs. I want to give out my man, Peter Selleck, a.k.a. the rapper extraordinaire, Mr. Complex. You know, his birthday was last week, and I want to give him a birthday shout-out. He's probably listening. Also, I got some birthday shout-outs from my Facebook friends, Ms. Kiana Johnson, Jada Banks, Dora Turner, Alicia Garrison, Ginger Rankin, my high school buddy and Facebook friend, Mr. Seamus McGovern, undefeated 1980, White Plains High School, I had to put that in there, Ms. Sandy Jackson, Veronica Shelton, Mr. Paul Coffey, and Danita Ross. All those are birthday shout-outs from the Red Man on the LC and Jack radio show.
Red Man holding it down.
Yeah.
I'm a little remiss, but definitely Brett wanted to dedicate this show to a really good brother. I call him a brother. Basically, he is a brother of mine. Unfortunately, he recently passed away. He's passed away this week, Mr. Greg Frazier. What a great individual. And he's being laid to rest, actually, today. I couldn't make it down to South Carolina, where he's being laid to rest. So our hearts and prayers go out to the Frazier family. I tell you, Greg, you'll be missed. That's my man. He's a great individual. You get a chance to kind of kick back. And your work is complete, my brother. Sure, one of these days I'll be joining you. But I know you're up there with my cuz, Big B, as we call him, Big Brian Sutherland.
Rest in peace.
So, yeah, rest in peace. Really great individual. So, big up to them and their families. Boy, I tell you, man, just a big blow to hear, get that phone call. But like I said, Big Greg, dedicate the show to you, man. So, Brett, I tell you, man, we talked a little bit about different things going on today. It was interesting. I had an opportunity to see an interview online, and I heard about it. This is going back maybe, I think, more than 2-3 years ago. And I'm talking about Antoine Walker. For those that don't know, Antoine Walker played with the Celtics, and, you know, just he's not the only one. It's been many, many athletes that gained a lot of wealth at a young age. And, you know, you hear near the end of their careers. Or maybe it's not the end, or maybe it's, you know, two-thirds through. Or usually it's not in the beginning because, you know, they can still make so much money. But anyway, Antoine's, you know, made over $110 million during his career with the Celtics, and he filed bankruptcy. So it's always a shocker. It's always a headline. Another athlete files bankruptcy and goes broke, basically. So it was a good interview. He actually talked about, you know, how he got in the situation. And it was a really good interview. So if you have a chance, on, you know, go online, you know, Google Antoine Walker, and you definitely see. It's a really good interview, Brett. I don't know if you had a chance to see it. It's online.
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Did you see it?
Yes, sir, I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So he, you know, for our listeners that, you know, maybe didn't see it, he talked about it. Hey, how, you know, coming out of college, you know, he had an opportunity to buy what he wanted, and he never had an opportunity to do that. from where he came from. He loved jewelry, he loved cars, he loved houses. Mm-hmm. And I think what really broke the camel's back from what he said was he had a lot of money invested in real estate.
Yeah, and that went sour.
When the real estate market, and it's still not back 100%,
mm-hmm.
but once the real estate market, you know, hit the skids,
mm-hmm.
you know, that basically, he was held liable for really all those properties, and so he just had the liquidity to make good. So he had to file bankruptcy, and he did talk about, though, he had a financial advisor, and he had wished that he had, you know, played it, you know, a little closer attention to his advice. So he didn't blame him.
Mm-hmm.
Said it was his fault. And so I commend him for coming forward and talking about it. A lot of times you don't hear these athletes talking about it. You just,
mm-hmm.
you know, it is private information. You know, it is personal. And he doesn't have to come forward. But talked about it, talk about what he's doing now. So, you know what? No one's perfect. These, you know, when you in life, unfortunately, you know, you're gonna have twists and turns, you know, and sometimes you get off that yellow brick road, if that's what you want to call it. But, you know, as I always say, it's not how you got off the road; it's how you get back on it.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself back on track and keep it moving forward.
That's it.
You know, we there's none of us out here that's squeaky clean. It's always something more. You know, we all make mistakes. But what's great about life is you could always make a comeback.
Yeah. Like
you
LL said, don't call it a comeback. Yeah, we got to call it a comeback. Got to call it a comeback. LL, what are you talking about?
That's it. You can always come back, man. You always hear about those guys. I love those guys. Just like my man. Who they slept on. I don't know if they slept on him, but my man that plays Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how they were saying that, well, he needs his role, you know, he had some personal problems. And look at him now. He
mm-hmm.
fell off, he got off the road, and
mm-hmm.
now look at him. He is
yeah.
hot, baby. He's made three Ironmans.
Yeah.
Three.
Well, look at my man, on the Price is Right. Not the Price is Right. What's the guy? He used to be with the fake wigs, and now he's the baldy. He's doing Family Feud. Now he was homeless, down and out.
You talking about Steve Harvey?
Steve Harvey. You know? Nick Ashford was down and out. You know what I'm saying? And a couple other people who was down and out, and they made it. They just kept persevering. And,
that's right.
They're doing very well, you know. It don't have to be celebrities. You could be a blue-collar worker, you know, the same way. If you're down and out, I've been there myself. Nobody knew
right.
I was down and out. I was looking them right in the face. They didn't know I was down and out. So I kept my head up high. I was still being cornbread, the bread man, whatever. But I pulled myself up. You know, you have things in your life that you just have to deal with yourself. You ain't got to go out there looking and complaining about it. Just grab your boots and pull them up. That's it. That's what I did.
That's right.
So I know there's other people out there listening now. They've been through the same thing, you know. So it can be done. It can be done. Nobody's
there's
perfect.
There's no doubt about it, man. There's
oh,
no
yeah.
doubt about it. We all
you never look back. Just keep going.
That's right. That's what old Tommy told me. He said, "All right, I can't look back because it's really messed up looking back."
Oh,
man, I can't look back. I gotta keep moving forward.
Man, I don't even want to make a movie about it. I'm like, what? I don't even want to go back there.
That's right. So we gotta move forward.
Move forward.
That's it. So that's what's great about life, is that you have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how bad it gets, you know, you just try to keep moving forward.
That's it.
So, well, that's what's good. So big up to Antoine Walker for sharing his personal experience, which, unfortunately, when you're a pro, when you're a famous person, there's nothing really that's sacred or really personal. It's everybody knows your business. I guess that's the price for fame. You know, everyone knows who you are, and they know everything about you. So, but I give him credit, him disclosing his personal information to those who didn't know, because I really didn't follow it after he filed. I said, okay, well, you know what? He's not the first athlete. He won't be the last that files bankruptcy. It's just how it is. You know, a lot of these players, they can't handle it. They're at such a young age. Is that, you know, it overwhelms them. I mean, it would have probably overwhelmed me, too. Some of these kids are at 19, 20, 21, 23 years old, get millions of dollars. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to town, baby. Don't buy me a new house. Don't buy me new cars, jewelry, this, that.
My grandma's house.
That's it. I'm buying everybody something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's just how it is. So, big up to all y'all out there holding it down. And, you know, we got you back. You know, we got your back. Just hold it down in the struggle. As they say, things will get better, you know, as we go through it. So, well, Brett, also so talking about someone who was homeless and that's made it big time, Mr. Tyler Perry.
Mm-hmm.
He recently just became a father for the first time, so congratulations to Tyler Perry.
All right.
And his longtime girlfriend just had their first child. And I believe the child's name, he has a son. So he became a father. And it's Aman, I believe, is pronounced the child's name. So, and it means they are so happy, I believe. Oh, they are so happy. The name means, I believe, greatness or... I forget exactly. I think that means, but it's sometimes something to do with, I think, greatness is what it actually means. So, again, big up to Tyler Perry. He keeps doing his thing with Oprah. That's his new partner in crime. So, keep doing it, Tyler, opening doors for all people. But it was just great to see him doing it TV. Big screen plays. I mean, this man's doing it all. So big up to him. Well, Brett, what do you got, man, as far as any other shout outs or anything,
yeah,
man, before we wrap up?
I want to give some special shout outs to all those who have signed up for Cornbread's Hawaiian Explosion on Facebook. You know, I got some people who've already registered. It's not on Facebook, but I'm going to give the Facebook people their just due because it is posted and it's an invitation only. So I'm going to give a shout-out to my man Matlock. I'm going to give a shout-out to Miss Koei America, Miss Adria Wood, my Sonny Warren, my cousin Latoya Brown, a friend of mine is Miss Kim Sledge Freeman and her husband, Damien, Mike Gotch, Miss Beverly Johnson, Miss Sheena Natasha Vidot, she's from the UK. She's coming to Hawaii. Miss Valerie Moore, Miss Stacy Stace. I got my girl Lenora out there in Riverhead. I grew up with her in White Plains. Miss Kiva Tay, Mr. Leon Franklin, Talisha Garrison, also was her birthday today. Miss Melody Kitchen and her husband DeMont Kitchen. Miss Tonya Dickey Terrell and her husband. Miss Rosie Apple, she's already there in Hawaii, so she's going to come through. Mr. Ernest Paul Jones and Tahira Harris. Those are all who have signed up on Facebook coming to Cornbread Hawaiian Explosion going down next summer, August 13th,
through the 18th. We're going to be meeting and greeting at the Gingerbread House, which is going to be at 4584 Kahala Avenue. From there, the explosion is going to take off. Check me out on Cornbread, HawaiianExplosion.com. The website will be up soon, but if you're on my Facebook page, you can check it out. All the information is there. You want to give me a call at 631-943-9256 for any other information. Plus, I want to give a more shout-out to people who called in. My girl Myra out there in Shirley. I want to give her a shout-out. Miss Melanie Brown, Miss Cameron Nervison, Priscilla Reese, Mr. Paul Coffey, and to you, my boy, LC. I want to give you a big shout-out on the LC and Jack Radio Show.
That's what's good there, Brad. Great, man. It's like I said, it's good to have you on. And like I said, I just feel that 2015, we back rolling. Great guests. Getting ready to fall back into the timeline. So we'll get back rolling here. But 2014 was good for us. Like I said, we're gonna, you know, get ready to explode this thing and really, really get it rolling with some really nice artists, entertainers, individuals, business owners, you name it. We'll have them on. And, you know, we're getting people hitting us up all the time to come on, and got to get back to them. It's been such a crazy 2014 there for a few. But we're starting to slowly get back into the swing of things and giving you guys great radio. We'll probably be doing some syndication here. Got to get that finalized. So we'll be all over the place now besides where we are now. So that will definitely take us elsewhere. So a lot of good things coming up there, Brad. So it's all good, man. It's great to have you on board. We still are looking, and actually I thought we would have it today, but we still are looking for a young lady to join the crew, LC and Jack, as well as my man Brett's crew. So if you think you got what it takes to hold down these two big dogs on air, hit us up either on Facebook or on Twitter, LinkedIn, and let us know. We'll get you in, and we'll send us a bio. Send us why you think you're cut out to do this, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I definitely have somebody, Brad, where we're going to jump on, and she's going to give it a whirl.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. We'll throw some stuff against the wall, see who kind of fits into the whole vibe. So you have it. Hit us up. You could also hit us on the email, lcandjack@gmail.com, and let us know what the deal is. So we do have a call there, Brad. So
let's take it.
Why don't we take a phone call? Yeah, line. Let's try the phone lines again. Line 3.
Hello.
You're on the LC and Jack radio show. Who do we have on the phone?
This is Darryl J. Jenkins from Winbrook Cry, White Plains, New York.
What's up, D?
What's up, Cornbread? How you doing, Home Slice?
I'm doing good, man. Yourself?
I'm doing great, brother. Can't complain. I'm blessed.
All right. There you go.
That's what's good.
That's my man, LC, hosting the show. That's my man, Darryl Jenkins, down at ATL. Long
down
at
ATL, huh? How's the weather down in ATL, Darryl?
It's a little rain, but it's about 50, 60 degrees. It's pretty nice.
All right. All right. So you're a single man down in ATL, or you have a ball and chain?
No, I'm a single man. Matter of fact, recently I'm a widow.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's all right. It's all right. God put her in a better place.
Yes,
there you go. There you go. Well, if I was down in ATL right now, I'd be a wild man.
Well, I had the ball and chain for so long, you know, I don't know how to get wild yet.
You're going to be wild down there. As soon as, a couple more months.
We're going to bring him to Hawaii. We're going to bring him to Hawaii and let him live.
I hear that.
Crazy, wild, and loose. Well, he was at my 50 rooftop. So he seen the
Hawaiian
dance
we had. Oh, he
was there? Oh, he was there, man.
Sharp as a tack. Everywhere I go.
That's just good.
I want to make mention now, I'm the host of the Winbrook Pride Arts and Entertainment Show, too.
Okay.
We haven't been on for a while. I'm trying to get it down here in the APL, but it's been on in New York for 30 years.
Okay.
So I've been totally blessed to have the cable show about positive role models.
Sounds good.
Oh, that's good. That's real good.
What's up, yo?
Are you getting yourself set up down the ATL? What's happening down there?
Right now, we're in the process. We're in the process. We're looking at a few places to air our show. Clark University, People's Station, and Georgia Tech. So we're in the process of looking at a studio to air our show out down here in the ATL, give them some flavor, some New York flavor.
Yeah. That's just good. Yeah, keep us in the loop with that. You know, obviously the bread man, you know, let them know what's going on. And, you know, we do what I can to help you guys out. You know, we're holding it down all over the country via the Internet. But let us know, and we'll pump it up when the show decides to go, when you go live down the ATL.
Okay.
Let us know. You know, we'll circulate it to our fan base.
Okay. That's good. I'm also on Facebook, so you can anybody want to reach me, Daryl J. Jenkins, and I have Winbrook Pride Arts and Entertainment and Winbrook Pride Inc. on Facebook. So, you know, a lot of pictures, a lot of memories. I'm also the founder of White Plains Juneteenth Parade and Festival that celebrates the Emancipation Proclamation, signing of Lincoln, freeing the slaves.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot with Winbrook Pride.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, we got
a special anniversary coming up this year, right?
Yes, sir. That's it.
Okay, what year is it?
Of us for us doing it in White Plains or the total?
No. For the whole thing, I've seen a big write up on it.
I think it's 150 years.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, 150
year
anniversary.
Years. Yeah. A lot of people don't know what Juneteenth is, and that was what's important. White and black, you know, they didn't know that Juneteenth was the celebration. They didn't in Galveston, Texas. They didn't tell our people that they were free, and they didn't want to leave anyway to plantation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they told them that they were free 2 years later, in 1865. We were signed at 1863.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I just found out in 2010 myself, you know. That's when I had first went up there. It's, you know, because I heard of it, but I didn't know the history of it, you know, because we don't get it in school, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
you got to get it from the educators that we meet in the street or go to special different classes or something like that, you know.
Yes,
so now I'm in the age where I want to seek and find out, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's where I'm at in my life. I want to seek and find out what's going on. Because before, we just waited to hear what was going on. But now you got to go out there and look for it and research it and find out for yourself. And that's the best way, I think. You know? All right.
Yeah, every day is a learning experience.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You can learn from the young and the old.
Yes, it is. True.
Yes, sir. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So what else is burning out there, sir? Right there, Brett. Go ahead, Brett.
No, I was having a flashback show you know, that I'm the same person that I was when I was a little kid. Before such social network and all this internet, we had an encyclopedia in our living room. Everybody had an encyclopedia.
Right.
I was one kid that would try to read A through Z. Every day, I would pick up that encyclopedia and just read. I'm like, what? I didn't learn this in school. So I was in that mindset then. You know what I'm saying? I said, how come, to myself, I'm saying, why haven't we learned this in school? But the encyclopedia had a lot of stuff. And my stepfather had the black encyclopedia. So that really, like, opened my eyes. I'm like, really? You know, but I was afraid to say anything because I was young, you know?
Yeah, kids don't know what encyclopedia is anymore. They know what Google is and Facebook. So, you know, a lot of these things now.
That black encyclopedia was really, really in-depth. Oh, my goodness.
Yep. That's the thing, man.
Right.
Everything's kind of changed to a digital world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, books, even books now, everything's digital.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Yep.
Everything's digital. That's the way things are going. And but yeah, history, we can't let our history go. Always got to remember our history, and you know, other nationalities will make sure that you don't forget their history.
That's right. That's right.
That's why we can't allow the world to forget our history. Even though, like you said, Brad, it's a shame it's not being taught.
Mm-mm.
But you know, us as parents, you know what? It's our responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
If we are a parent or just someone mm-hmm. of knowledge, to pass that knowledge on.
Yeah,
that's right. That's true. That's so true.
You know,
yeah.
We can't leave it up to the public or the, you know, the public schools to,
right.
to tell our story.
Yeah, because they're gonna cut it out anyway. They're gonna cut this.
But we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility as people to make sure that it's taught. You know,
yeah.
we fought for civil rights. We fought to get our people in certain places. Who would have thought that we would have had a black president? But when they get in position, we got to make sure that they have our best interests at heart. You know, our public educators, our political people,
mm-hmm.
our people in the community. We got to make sure that, because we wasn't being represented now for years. Now we're finally represented. We got to get out there, and we got to push for ours like they push for theirs. You know, like
mm-hmm.
the firefighters, at one point in time, and the police, they were Catholic or Irish. You know, African-American,
mm-hmm.
we got to help us each other get jobs, housing, and everything else. We have no excuses. We have television stations now. You know,
mm-hmm.
Oprah,
mm-hmm.
Magic Johnson. Even Puffy Culture is even getting a network. You know, we have to push our own, and our own have to be willing to represent us. We our best interests.
That's it. Well said.
No, you're well right.
Said.
You're right. We you know, it's we have a lot about at our disposal at this time, so
mm-hmm.
we got to make it happen. We got to, like you said,
that's
work
right.
together. And there's no stopping us, because we don't invented just about everything in this country. So
that's right, that's right.
You know, invented just about everything. There's very few things that an African American has not invented.
Mm,
very
right.
few things. You know,
right.
it's amazing. You look through that. You look through the history
mm-hmm.
and what's been invented.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes,
and
sir.
The black man.
Yeah, I can give you one right now. The signal light, the traffic
light.
If it wasn't for a black man inventing the traffic light, you couldn't get across the street.
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth, girl. We used to joke about that years ago, because we used to say white man invented the car, but the black man invented a signal light to keep you from running into each other.
That's right.
The black man developed that AC, though. He developed that AC. Keep your butt cool.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Another thing is that our black athletes, we got to get them to be more supportive about what's going on in our community. All these young African Americans being killed. And
mm-hmm.
this goes back to, you know, so far
mm-hmm.
in the 50s, you know, when our kids were being killed. This just started happening.
Yeah.
We got to get our athletes. They're in position too, and they forgot where they came from. You know,
exactly.
that their mother and their sisters and their brothers.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it doesn't hurt until
mm-hmm.
it happens to your child. When
exactly.
it happens to your child, then you want to step up.
Yeah.
Don't let it happen to your child, America.
Yeah.
You know, step
yeah.
up, be heard, fight for all children.
Yeah, exactly. And I just seen where the caucus, the black caucus, when they was doing their speech, where they was raising their hands up in their,
right.
Right? But they got to do more, like they said. Okay, you represent, just like the football players in St. Louis did it when they came out of the tunnel, and the St. Louis police was all upset and wanted them to apologize. But they're showing
right.
solidarity for getting recognition. But also, you got to get boots on the ground. You got to go out there, lay down with them people like they were saying, the last couple of weeks now, lay in the street or protest peacefully
and do it. You got to be boots on the ground. Get arrested or something. You got to get
right.
out there. You know,
make
somebody's
got
to go out there, make a difference. Exactly. Because it's been done before and it has to be done again. The only way it's going to get done.
No doubt about it. It's when we think we moved 10 steps ahead, we take a couple steps back. So
that's right. That's right.
Take a couple steps back. So we always got to, you know, and it's good that, and I think we talked a little bit about this last week or week before, is that there's only so many Al Sharptons out there.
That's right.
Not many of them. And that's why I give Al credit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it seems a lot of people now are stepping forward. And when they see the injustice, they're making themselves be heard, which is really good. I'll tell you, that's a positive thing because in the past, if Al Sharpton, and I know he gets a lot of negative press, but this man puts his personal, he puts himself on the line trying to help people bring injustice to light.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so,
they always want to focus on his negative, though. They're always trying to focus on his negative.
Oh, yeah.
Everything else is positive.
That's what happens, man. You're in the public eye. They look mm-hmm. for anything to try to bring it down.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why I give that man credit.
Mm-hmm.
Because he puts his own personal name. He puts himself on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Puts himself on the line. So, and he's been doing it. So, big up to Al for all that he does still. So,
definitely.
That's what's good. So, Daryl, it's been great having you on the show.
Thank you. We look forward
to hearing when your show down the ATL gets fired up. You know, we may have to make an appearance down there.
That'd be great.
Guys,
I would love to have you.
Leave it out or we'll Skype our way in there, Brad. I know Brad will pop
down. You know, I'll go down there.
I'll
have to Skype my way in there. I don't know. You know, I'm not as mobile as I used to be, but, you know, I'm going to have to Skype my way on into the show.
All right.
We'll take a Skype, you know, so we can get...
We got the technology. We got the resources.
That's right.
That's what's good. So, like I said... it's all good. Continue success in all your endeavors. And let us know when that first... When you hit the on trigger for the show.
Yes, sir. Will do. And, to everybody out there, remember, if your TV is not on when Brook Prime, then your TV is not on at all. So keep it
right. There you go.
All right?
I heard that.
All right, yeah. Have a good one.
All right, Dale. I'll see you in the truth.
Have a good one.
All right.
Well, that was good there, Brad. I guess a great way to kind of end the show with a caller doing his thing. So that's what's good. Everyone out there doing their thing, trying to make this world a better place. So before we wrap there, Brad, do you have any final shout-outs or anything?
Yeah, I want to give my sister Anita Jones a shout-out, Miss Yetta Young, Miss Desiree Griffin, my boy Ira Jennings, my man Chris Moet. I'm going to give him a big shout-out. All those are coming down to the... Wine Explosion coming next summer. Miss Juanita Samuels, I want to give her a shout out. Yolanda Sherry, I want to go give her a shout out. Miss Yum Yum, a big full figured model, I want to give her a big shout out on the LC and Jack radio show. And again, I just posted earlier on my Facebook page that I'm very proud of the protesters out there doing their thing, protesting the Eric Garner non-indictment decision, and just stand up for something or you'll fall for anything, and it rings true to this day, you know. So I just want to end on that note.
Yeah, so true. Gotta stand for something. So gotta Brad, say happy birthday to Lloyd Robinson. He's got his big birthday bash today, which I'll be coming through there a little bit later on this evening. So happy birthday to him. He's doing it big dog style as he normally does it. So to all of you out there, to all those birthdays that we're not aware of, happy birthday. And many thanks to you, for you, our listeners, for supporting us and your continued support. Again, make sure you hit us up at Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and also lcandjack@gmail.com. Until next week, stay safe, stay sound. God bless.
Peace.